You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The larger Detroit metro area that includes the inner ring suburbs, the outer ring suburbs, the surrounding counties, they're all beginning to face a new problem that's only going to become a greater challenge as time goes on. We have an aging population, and older housing stock is inadequate to the needs of the people who are getting older. They'll have difficulty negotiating some of those physical barriers of older homes, like stairs and so forth. A report from the Urban Institute looked at that housing challenge, among others. Mark Treskin is a co-author of that report, and he joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the aging population first. You found the elderly are going to account for most of the population growth in the region in the near future. What are the factors driving that?
I mean, a lot of it is just the growth of the baby boom population. Baby boomers, you know, starting to be born, I think, officially in 1946, to the extent there's an official designation, means they're basically about 70 are the older baby boomers right now. And that's just a very large portion of the population in this country. In that sense, Southeast Michigan, Detroit's no different. It's just that the growth in the population in the region is going to be those people basically getting older. And then, you know, younger people are still being born, and some people are moving in and some people are leaving. But in terms of the actual baseline of what's actually happening overall, that's basically what's happening. It's the existing population's getting older.
One of the things I wanted to clear up on that, you indicated that, you know, we're going to see a growing aged population faster. It's going to be a greater proportion of the population growth because we're going to see some young people move out. Is that unique to Detroit, or is that happening everywhere?
It's more of an issue in Detroit than some other areas. I mean, there's other parts of the country where there are more younger people moving in. I mean, you always think of like the Sun Belt, I think, is kind of this traditional over the last 30 or 40 or 50 years kind of where that's happening. And I think that's still basically the case. So Detroit is a situation where there are still people being born, obviously, and that number isn't changing too much. It's just that younger people aren't really as likely to move into the region as maybe they used to be, and they're more likely to be moving elsewhere.
You use a phrase that we're seeing increasingly used, age in place. Tell us what that means.
To maybe go the opposite direction for a second, I think, you know, part of it is this idea that, you know, you get to a certain age and you have problems supporting yourself, so you might move to a nursing home or a care facility. Aging in place is the idea that you basically are able to stay in your place as long as possible. And that has a host of benefits from yourself, just having the familiarity with your surroundings and your neighborhood and your community, to also just, you know, in a situation where there are some neighborhoods in the region that are otherwise losing population, it helps the local community and the municipality also. Just you have people be able to stay where they're living.
Yeah, I was talking to an adult daycare not too long ago, and they were saying that, you know, the biggest problem with people who are taken from their houses is they immediately go into a depression because they're cut off from what was their life for maybe decades. So aging in place is important, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a place for everything, and there's a role for, you know, more assisted care facilities. But yes, I mean, there's obviously a psychic and psychological effect to feeling that you're being forced to leave a place that you know.
You note that the greater Detroit region's housing stock is older than the national average. In what ways does that make it a greater challenge to deal with this aging population?
Well, some of it just the reality of an older house is more likely to need repairs. You know, and if you have a lot of the housing stock that, you know, is built 100 years ago, or even like 50 or 60 years ago, and many people are living in they might be the first residents in some of these houses, and the houses need upkeep right around the time where maybe it's more difficult to do that kind of thing on your own. Also, the reality is a lot of the housing stock that is older in the region actually has stairs and things like that, not just to enter the building, which in Detroit is about 2/3 of the houses have stairs needed to enter the building, and, you know, 3/4 have stairs within the home, which is generally higher than the U.S. as a whole. Those are the kinds of things that, as people age and have greater mobility issues and challenges, that those are the kinds of things that become problems. So it's just more likely that someone who is aging, has a mobility issue, is going to be living in a house that has things like stairs, just to take one example, that need to be navigated as they get older.
The report suggests that the entire region needs to collaborate in tackling the housing issue. Why is that necessary?
This also jumps back to, I think, the broader report, which we did on the region coming out in summer of 2017, that was basically looking at kind of housing and demographic change and moving it away from this idea that it's sort of a city versus suburb dynamic where, you know, the city's been losing population for 40 or 50 years. And the suburbs have been growing, and the sense that basically the two don't really have to interact with each other. What we found is that basically a lot of these challenges, like the old aging region, actually are affecting everybody. So it's not just a city or suburban type situation. I think it's basically everyone's aging all the time. But in a situation like the region, it's happening throughout the area. And I think it is going to be a greater enough challenge going forward that both collaborating and just sharing information, I think, is going to be increasingly important over the next decade or so, as the population really, the aging population really starts growing.
It seems a lot of families are going to have to plan ahead, too, just like the entire region. And in fact, you had an example of that in the story of a Ferndale resident who looked forward a few years when her family purchased its next house. They were thinking, well, maybe this parent might have to move in with us. What else should we consider when we're thinking about the future and maybe we have aging parents?
The couple things to consider, I think, one is just in terms of the housing unit itself, whether it's in an apartment or a house, in terms of things that could affect mobility going forward. I mean, there's this concept called universal design, which is the idea of building communities and places to be as useful to a broader range of people as possible. So, I mean, you want to consider things like steps and access and tubs and those kinds of things within the unit. But you also want to possibly think about where it's actually based, and things like access to medical care, transportation. Those kinds of things are also important. So you also, it's not just the unit itself and the house itself, but also just kind of where it's situated, understanding like what people need and thinking ahead maybe 5 or 10 years to make that as efficient and as sustainable as possible.
The report is Tackling Southeast Michigan's Biggest Housing Challenges. It's compiled by the Urban Institute. Mark Treskin is a co-author of that report. Mark, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.